that says that Tki Shefa is Chochma Ve'ina Melacha. Gemara says that Tki Shefa is Chochma Ve'ina Melacha. So what does it mean? What's the significance of Tki Shefa is Chochma Ve'ina Melacha? You see, in Shesanta Zach, by the Shmonesra, by the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, you see in Shesanta Zach that it's full of Pesukim. It's full of Pesukim, the whole, it's basically a Tefillah of Torah. It's a Tefillah of Torah, it's a Tefillah of Pesukim. And my opinion is that Ein Adam Oiv Aveira, Parash Pshat, Ein Adam Oiv Aveira, Elein Kinechnes Pei Ruach Shtus. The person only does an Aveira when he's Ruach Shtus. Ramam says, a leave that's Panim in a Chachma. So if the leave is Panim in a Chachma, he gets down to Nourishkeit, he gets down to Aveiras. The lev, the heart, is called the melech of the Ivara. The Yitzahara is called the melech Zokin Ksil. So Be'etzem, the Yitzahara is the melech Zokin Ksil. The lev is the melech. So Be'etzem, a person's got a shalot in him. He's got the Yitzahara and the lev, the taivis, which is really shalot in him. Which is something that is that. A person can't be mekabel malchus on Rosh Hashanah. Ein shtei melachim. Ein shtei melachim mishtamshim kesei echad. Can't have two melachim sharing one kesei. Kol zman the yitzaras l'sheilat in a person. Kol zman there's a malchus already chal on the person. The melach zokin kesei. Kol zman the person's leiv is sheilat in him and not the moyach. So you can't be mekabel malchus. There's no malchus on Rosh Hashanah. Because ein shtei melachim mishtamshim kesei echad. The chon of Rosh Hashanah is that a person's got to do away. He's got to overthrow the melach zokin kesei. And he's got to make that Kodesh Baruch, and then only then can he bring on Kodesh Baruch's Shlita. So sort of Sumira Asetov, the whole inner of Sumira Asetov is that Sumira is keeping away from that, getting rid of that, overthrowing the Melech HaKlipim. And in order that when he does Asetov, he's Mekabal Malach, he's Mekabal Al Melech HaShemayim. So you can't have Shdei Melech. So if the Yitzhahara is showed in a person, believe upon him in a Chochma. If a person's moyach is full of chachma, it's just Yaakov Paisi. So maybe therefore the whole Indian is a lev that's ponim in a chachma is asking for trouble. Why? Because a lev that's ponim in a chachma means that the yitzhar is the shaylet. What's the pshat? The Tanya says that the moyach is shaylet al lev. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Olam in a way that the Moyach is Shalat al-Alev. Moyach Shalat al-Alev, famously. Moyach Shalat al-Alev means that the Moyach means the Chachma. The Chachma is the Torah. The Chachma of Kedusha is the Shalat. And that's the Shlita of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Chachma Naki. That's the Shlita of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moyach Shalat al-Alev means Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. That's the Emistik of Malchus. That Shlita, that the Moyach Shalat al-Alev. So that Shlita is the emistic of Shlita. That's the emistic of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. And then there's no mokam other than the Lev, the Yitzhahara, and the Lev, his Shlita is not there. So it's Sumira Basetov. The person who's Sumira, he doesn't give in to his Yitzhahara. So Meila, therefore, once he kills his Yitzhahara, then be Melachim Yiloch, and then he can bring down the Shlita, the Moach Shalat al-Lev, bring down the Shlita. Like it says, Lo Yidam Yag is Adam Yitzhahara Yitzhahara Yitzhahara. Not Yasuk B'Toyra. Toyra is the Koyach of Melucha, be Melachim Yiloch. Torah is the koyach of the melucha, of the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Horaya, if a person hasn't got time to learn, he has to. It's enough that he says Krishma Shachis Rahavis. So Krishma is Torah, is the essence of Torah that you makayim v'gisa b'yom ha'malayla. And Krishma is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So you see that Torah is be'etzin the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Because Torah is in the moyach, the chochma l'ki. And the moyach is sholet al alev. The whole inyan of moyach sholet al alev is the Indian that you mashlit HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in the leif. But if it's ponim in a chachma, there's no chachma, there's no Torah. So then the Yitzhahara, that's the Diyana Halach v'chazah. Moshe Rabbeinu's malchus was the malchus of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's malchus is the malchus of Torah. And the malchus of Torah, he knows Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the koyach. Torah's got more than a koyach. Torah's got a koyach of memshala, of melucha, of koyach to overpower. That's why you see that it's called Melchamta Shel Torah. חמדה של שישים גיבורים פחיו אין שישים שישים גיבורים סובלו מגיבורי זו כולם אחוז החברה של זה, זה הסבירים לנו חמדה של תויר. תויר זה כוח. ותויר יוגע למחומה, לנצח. תויר זה מחומה. תויר זה כוח. זה פרסן, הנס לפשט, תויר זה חוכמה, חוכמה שולת, חוכמה שולת על הנב. פרשת שייפטים זה פרשת מלכס. And the Melech HaSav is Sefer Torah on him all the time. That's his koyach. The koyach he gets is on the Sefer Torah. The Torah is the koyach of Melech HaSav of Melech. And then with the Torah, it's in Parashah Shoftim, the Melech of the Torah, after that, after Parshas, comes Parshas Shoftim. Comes Kisei Tzela Melchom Alevechas, Rashi Liberatory Lekenei Lidi Yitzhar. Pshat is that the Torah, on the Son Hashem Lekecha B'yedecha, you have the Koyach of Torah, which is the Koyach, which gives you the Koyach of the Malchus. Torah is the Koyach of Malchus, and Malchus is the Koyach to go out on the Chom, to be Menatzeach. And then on the Son of Kisei Tzela Melchom, then if you go out with Melchom is Yitzhar, if you have Torah, Malchus is the Torah, and then on the Son Hashem Lekecha B'yedecha, which is the Shivya. That's the koyach that you have. Mesh Rabbeinu is kuli malchus of Torah. Vayak ashi yorim yodai Moshe. Yad is the koyach. Vayak ashi yorim Moshe yodai v'gova Yisrael. In other words, Mesh Rabbeinu is yad, which is the person's koyach. That was the koyach of Torah. The koyach of Torah is menatzeach hamalek. Purim, which is mechiz hamalek, was the zman of Kabbalah's Torah, Torah Shabbal Peh. Which is the mechamta of Torah, which is the koyach, the kechoyzik, the kechoyzik of Torah. So maybe a person wants to come to tshuva, the first thing he has to do is to learn a lot of Torah. He has to bring back the malchus of Torah. He brings back the malchus of Torah, the malchus of Torah is shoylet. Then you can go out on the chama, you can go out and conquer his yitzahara. So that's the ending of putting in the psukim of Torah, making a Shemayin Esrat out of tefillah. Making a Shemayin Esrat out of tefillah, tefillah is doch rachman aliba boy, tefillah is doch avoyda shebelev. And Rosh Hashanah, the chiddush is that the avodah of a leiv, which is tefillah, is Torah, because you have to put Torah. The Torah has to come down the leiv. The Torah has to take out over the shlita, over the leiv. And that's the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, and that's the Malchus that we're mekabel in Rosh Hashanah. That's why Rosh Hashanah, all the students, you learn a perik of Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, the first mission of Rosh Hashanah, Bar Rosh Hashanah, him, the first Rosh Hashanah to mention the mission is Rosh Hashanah to Melachim, Rosh Hashanah to the Malchus Yisrael. Malchi Yisrael, that's the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that's the Koyach of Torah. The Bi Melachim Yilochel, the Koyach of Torah, that's Shoyla. The person's got the Koyach of Torah, he's got Chach Malachi, so without Chach Malachi, he's Masakin all the Averis which came from a lay which was Ponim in a Chachma. Ain't other way of Averis, ain't can Nechas Ve Ruach Shtus. So when you fill the Chachma with Chach, with Kedusha, Chachma Kedusha, so then, then you're taking away the shtus, taking away the lay which is ponim in a chokhmah. That's what they always say, that mayim ein boy, v'yosu tzadik, mayim ein boy, av nechoshim akrovim yesh boy. If there's no mayim, there's no Torah, there's nechoshim akrovim, there's the yitzhar, there's averis. It's shnei melochim mishtamshim, ein shnei melochim, and shnei melochim, it's a fight over malchias, it's a fight over melech, the tzahar is trying to be shoyed, and he's a melech zoking, so. And then there's the Malchus of Torah. You have to be Menatzeach, Nafka the Malchus of Torah. By Yeshua ben Nun, it says that he was fighting. And the Malach came to him, and the Malach was Mechiach him about Betel Torah. Melamed, Yeshua was Lon Be'imka Shal Halacha. In the midst of the Melchama, without Torah, you can't go and fight. The Malchus, which gives you the Koyach of Malchus, the Koyach to fight, is that's the Koyach of Torah. Yeshua to quickly learn Torah, and with that Torah, you have the koyach to fight. So the Iker Tshuva is a sof and limit of Torah, which you're doing, and the Iker Tshuva is the koyach of Frat Koy Torah Shabbal Peh, which Koy Torah Shabbal Peh is Malchus, and the sof in Torah Shabbal Peh is a sof of filling a person up with Chochma, and then the Moach is Shalat al Alev. That's the koyach of a Shoyfer. That's Shoyfer is a Chochma Ve'ina Melacha. It's filling a leiv ponim in a chachma up with chachma. Fills it up with chachma. fills it up with chachma, so then a person can be natzeach. Yom Kippur is taka the siya kapara. Yom Kippur is taka the zman of Moshe Rabbeinu came down the luchas shnis. Coming down the luchas shnis is kabbalas haTorah shebal peh. So luchas shnis, which is the chelik hamechamet shel Torah. And now after Yom Kippur, when we have the melchamta shetor, we have the kabbalah, the luchas shnis. That's the ikabim lachmi lachu. We go into the year with a naya koyach. Now I to fight and to shlugim with the Yitzhahara. So that's the sort of thing Shmuel Esrus, of bringing Torah into Avedish belief. Persons, others, if a person keeps his person, two things. A person doesn't learn. It's v'chal gan okoch. If a person learns, so he gets the bim alochem im loich. Torah is matesha. It's not talking about physical. It's talking about the koch to be loich and the ruach needs to come alchem. So if a person learns, he has to be very make sure that his learning should be hashav al aleiv. If he learns and it's minasof el achutz, so then the learning stays in the moyach and he's not fighting, he's not using it bichlal to bring it down el aleiv where it can be loichem and it can fight with the taivus shel aleiv. So it's, you always see a kesher between Torah and Tefillah. Torah, the Mo'an Brochus, the loyav matzlein, vein girsa, the omud where they stood. He's still davening, being a mother, whether he's still learning, you know, being starved together, the mokum and Torah, the mokum and tefillah together is, the mokum and tefillah opens up your lev. If you're davening, your mokum of Torah, so then when your lev opens up, and you put your lev with chachma, you fill your lev with chachma, so then that's your lev, the chachma of Torah becomes the shoilot in your lev, and it takes away the shlita of the melech zochim of your lev. That's the koch of chachma. The soul of Rosh Hashanah, Masechus Rosh Hashanah. The Yid is to know that Be'emes we have koyach. The moyach is shelet al aleif. It's not that we have to look for shlita. Be'emes we do have shlita. When we give the Yitzhar, we discussed this before. When a person gives into the Yitzhar, I'm sure the Yitzhar is too strong. He put away his tools and he gave into the, he surrendered to the Yitzhar. Etzem, he has the koyach to be stronger than the Yitzhar. Because the Chachma of Torah is the Chachma that can be margis the Yitzhar Toiv and Yitzhar. It's the Chachma that a person can be loichem with the Chachma. The person doesn't learn that, so that's why Bittel Torah is connected to Kulam. What's that? Bittel Torah is connected to Kulam. Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam, and Bittel of Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. So this Bittel Talmud Torah takes away your koich and Malach. And then automatically you're giving it into the Melech Zochim Ksil. If a person learns Torah, and he not just learns, he learns the Melchamta Shul Torah, but learning the Melchamta Shul Torah, so then he's learning the Bim Lach Miyarechun. That is the Malchus of Torah, that is the Malchus of Kachbuch. That's the Kabbalah of Nachshman that we said by Krishma Megisa by Yom Ha'Laila. You're kind with Krishma, because that's Kabbalah's Malchus Shema. Because with the Torah, you're going to take away the other Malchus. And therefore, you're going to be able to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. That's the Mystical Malchus. The whole world by Mamad HaSinai. In the Shafus, in the Shafus, from the Eibishter to Klal Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. So where is the pachad and the Eishak Doila and the Kailos, where does all that come from? The Torah says that's Shon Klal Yisrael, the Koyach of Torah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shon Klal Yisrael. The Koyach of Torah is a pachadik Koyach. It can break through anything. Koyach of Torah can break through anything. When Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the whole world was still. Torah can break through anything. The person's got Torah, he has the Koyach to break through anything. Just before the Pasha of Kabbalah's Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is Kulei Torah. Moshe Yodai and Gov Yisrael means that the Koyach HaTorah, is the Gover HaMalek. So Mamad HaSinai is teaching us the Moedig HaKoyach that the Torah has. A person who's got Torah can break through Shverkeit, can break through Nisyonos, can break through anything, as long as he holds on to Torah. Torah is a Torah. He used to know that he's a Baal Koyach. He used to know that the Yitzhara is a Melech Zokir, the Altazach. He doesn't necessarily have to have Shlita over you. He's the Altazach. The Torah is Tomek Bechidushai, Frisha Koyachas. Frisha Koyachas that you get from Torah is the Koyachas, is Malchus the Koyachas. That's why it says in Krishma, where it's Baromei Rashanoich and Savcha Yoimir, she says every day is Kilumam Tasina. He has to know that with Torah, a person is always fresh. A person's always got fresher koyachas with Torah. He's fighting against a melech zokin maksil. It shouldn't be such a difficult nechama. It's a nechama with malchus. Malchus, who's the king? We discussed it once. The pshat is that neka veir of a person is that why did you let the Yitzhar be your king? Once the Yitzhar is your king, you're Meshubatir. Shaila is, why did you choose his malchus? So the avodah of tshuva has to be a biru of the right malchus, to choose the right malchus. So the avodah of tshuva is the klal of ein shtei melachim mishtamshim kesech. So tshuva is, so Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is where the Levana lost everything and gets light again. The original kitrug of the Levana was ein shtei melachim mishtamshim kesech. Between the Cham and the Levana. So that in the Kudo of Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim Kesechad is Chizim Nisayir and Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Hashanah is where we're Mevar Atak at Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim Kesechad. If you're under the Shibbet of the Yitzhahara, you can't be Mekabel Mamli, be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over you. You can only be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over you if you have the Yitzhahara under you, because Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim. And that was the Cham and the Levana, the Kitchuk of Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim. And then you have to know that together with the Kabbalah Salam Al Shemaim, you cannot have a Kabbalah Salam Al Shemaim without you being Shaylat over the Yitzhar, without subduing that Yitzhar under you. So therefore, straight after Kabbalah Salam Al Shemaim, it says, V'afti Shem Kech, the first thing, V'chalabab, Chabishnei Yitzrecha, V'yitzah Toi, V'yitzah Hora. How can you love a good Shvach the Yitzhar? You have to be Shaylat in Yitzhar in a way to be Mahapach the Yitzhar. To be Mahapach the Yitzhar. When you Mahapach the Yitzhar, so then it shows that you're messing around with it, and then it shows that he's completely under you already. And then once he's under you, so then there's only one king, and then it's the Kabbalah Salam Al Shemaim. The tzibui to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with the Yetzirah, is a tzibui of his hafchus. It's a tzibui of there's two inyanim over here. There's one inyan of a tzibui of to be mehapach the Yetzirah l'toiv, that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with the Yetzirah. And always we discuss that his hafchus shows on the shlita hamushlemes. Scuff you when you have to bang the other one, and today you bang him, tomorrow he bangs you. That doesn't show shlita mushlemus. When you mahapach him to your side, and the enemy soldiers become part of your army, that's the nitzach. His hafcha shows on the shlita mushlemus. So maybe if his hafcha shows on the shlita mushlemus, so maybe therefore, after Kabbalah Salam Al Shemaim, we have to show that with Mamish, there's no Shlita left whatsoever of the other Shoras, without the Melech of the Yitzhahara. And may we say, V'Avtas Hashem Nekecha B'chol Lebavcha. We love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shnei Yitzhahara. V'Yitzhahara, V'Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara is ready. We're Mahapach the Yitzhahara. Mahapach the Yitzhahara, that shows on the Shlita Mashita, Shlita Mashlemes. And then there's the Indian of Shlita, there's the Indian of total Shlita, there's the Indian of His Hafchus. Hafchus is Shlita Hashlema. But Shuba is doing his Nefchis Kazochias. It's nefchis kezochias, right? When the aver can turn into the mitzvah, that shows on the inyan of shlita. The person did an aver, fell under that shlita. When he does tshuva, now he can take the aver and turn it into, he can take the ra and turn it back into toiv, because that shows the shlita's mushlemes. The only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kilu, the koyach, that is on top of both. You've got two koyaches, and the only the koyach that's hecher than both koyaches can be mahapach something together. So any avoidah of being hapach something in Yalat Toiv shows that you're hechad on both of them, and that's the inyan of tshuva, where you can cause those eyes hafchus. The person really got to feel all the time that he mustn't lose control of himself. That's the nekuda. Now, as it comes to inyanim ruchnim, comes to nesiyonis and inyanim ruchnim. So a person who's not in control of the situation, that means that the strach is in control of the situation. Person who can somehow try to stay control, and however difficult the matzav is, to try to stay in control, so So that shows that Ruchnis is still the Moilach over there. As soon as a person loses control on Ruchnis and he feels himself dropping and he's lost control, it's Pashat, a switch in Shlita from the Tzad HaTayyab to the Tzad HaRa. The Tzad HaTayyab is the Tshuva to go back to the same place to show that now I'm in control. The Rambam says that Tshuva is only when the same Matzav comes back, you go back to the same place, the same person, the same Soin. What's the Hechoch of that? Why does that have to be the Hechoch of Tshuva? According to what we're saying, Hinin Advar. You have to go back to the same place and show, now I'm coming back, I'm Shoret. Now I'm the Shoret. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchus. The day where we throw away the Shlita of the Yitzhara. That's why there's a lot of tefillahs. Tefillahs is, as I've said before, tefillahs is Avodah Shebaleiv. We daven such long tefillahs because the Leiv is now in our hands. When the Leiv is not with you, you can't daven a tefillah Shebaleiv. You can't daven Avodah Shebaleiv with tefillah. When the Leiv is Tachas Shlita Yetzer Hara, a person can't daven a prayer along a tefillah. You can only use your Leiv for Ruchnis to get exercised to such an extent only if you've conquered the Leiv. So Dafka the Lung Shemoneh Esrei with Torah together show that the Hamlocha of Torah is Chal on the Leiv, and now the Leiv is in the Tachas Shlita of the Moyach, and then you can daven a Lung Shemoneh Esrei. Being in control, keeping the Kedusha in control, is the way to be. Shefa gives a person Chachma. It's Chachma Bein HaMelach. So then the Yitzhar loses his Shlita. The Yitzhar is only Shailat on a Leib which is Ponim in a Chachma. So the Kir Shefa blows Chachma into us. It's Chachma Bein HaMelach. It represents the Indian of Chachma Leki. So there was Tkis Demi Yoshev, Tkis Demi Umet, because Kedei Leval Bel HaSotam. We have the Koyach of Bilbel HaSotam. Bilbel HaSotam means he's losing himself. I'll be here as a Chachma. That's when the Yitzhara loses his Shlita. Koyach. What says Rosh Hashanah? The Minayin. Ish Obis Shchovul Hashem b'nei Eilim. Eilim is the Roshan of Koyach. Next Chovul is Chovul Hashem Kovet v'Oiz. Gvur. K'neged Yitzhak Gavina. So show that we have the Koyach. Torah is Mepiyah Gvur Shemano. So it's a stira. On one hand it says Torah is Mepiyah Gvur Shemano. On the other hand, you know, Torah is full of Ava, Torah is full of Mepiyah Gvur Shemana, means that the Torah has the Koyach of Gvur in it. The Torah has the Koyach of Leichem Zayin, has the Koyach of Melchoma, has the Koyach of Gvur, the Chilik HaMalchus of Gvur, to give a person the Gvur and the Koyach to force his way and to break through all the things of Yetzirah. That's the Pesha Mepiyah Gvur Shemana. Just like we said earlier, Mamad HaSinu, all the Koyach is Abraham, only to show you that Torah gives you Koyach, Torah is Nesin's Koyach. Bim Elohim Im Leichu, Torah gives a person Malchus. Atem before Matan Torah, Atem Tzim Amleches Koinim. Gives you Malchus, and Malchus is Koyach. Tzavim is always a lashon of chayzek. Hine koma lomasi, hine tzava. It's not just koma, but hine tzava. Doesn't bounce. It doesn't bend. Atem tzava mayim kolchem lifnei Hashem lekechem. Kach Baruch is showing. Rashi says that they heard the klal as a riko penema. You still see that you're still standing, you're still around. The hachana for Rosh Hashanah is to show Yid that he's got the koyach to push through. He's got the koyach. Every Shema Shehu. It's the Indian of Alpha, it's not Nitzav and Chizik, the Indian of Nitzav. He's got to be strong. Yeah. Over there, the recorder. We're here to be loyach melchamas. That's what we're here in the world. Seitzel melchama is the tachlis. Hoya kisod v'oretz. Chazal also goes in eretz l'yoyna. Bring bikurim. Can also be a bechina. Bring a person. Bring all the mitzvahs that he did. B'meshach yimos chayev. He brings peiros. Mitzvahs are called peiros. Like it says by the egla rufa. That's the yisod. The end of parashat shoftim. The last sugi in parashat shoftim is the parashat of egla rufa. The parashat of egla rufa is tovoy egla b'shnosa shloyasta peiros. You take it to Mokim Shlos to Paris, Lachape on me, you didn't let him be Moitzi Paris. So Sachom there, as Rashi says, Sachom said Paris is not referring to children, Paris is referring to Torah and Mitzvahs. The person dies, now Sachav Shimon Mitzvahs, you can't do any more Mitzvahs. So the last Sugi, the last words of Pasha Shaftim, let's teach us, Ik of the person is the Mitzvahs of Masan Torah that he accumulates, and if a person dies, you can't do any more Mitzvahs. Kisitzel HaMelchama is the whole bechina of a person comes out into this world. Kisitzel HaMelchama, he goes out of his makor and he's going out straight to Melchama. So Yitzel, a person is born in this world to be loichem. And to fear Melchama with Yitzhar. Old Sodom, lay brisa yom of lay the chukushmai meros le santi. There's no Torah. There's no Torah, so the world doesn't stand. Because we're here for Melchama. And if we can't fight, Torah is the Melchama. Torah gives be Melochim, gives us the Koyach of Melucha. Atam Tiyum Amlech is coming before Matan Torah. And if we can't fight, so there's no key into the world, we'll never be able to carry out what we have to carry out into the world. So it has to be Melchama in the world. And we're born here for Melchama. Oyoki Sobe is really talking about coming back into the Oyoki Sobe the Oretz, can we talk about going back into the Eretz of Yonah, going up to Shemaim. And here, the person is invited to bring his peiros. But it can't be peiros without the Melchama. Because the Melchama is, the Yitzhar tries to stop a person from bringing the peiros bepoil, from doing Maisa Mitzvahs, from being Mashlim, from being Goymer and Inyan. So it's Kiseitz and Kisobe. You must go out to be Loichem in order to hear Kisobe Yorats, in order that you should be Zoichem to bring peiros. So we explain then, that's the whole Yisod of Arami Ayved Avi. We hear in Mitzrayim of Yogan Shom of Seymot, you have to go through Yaakovinu and Mechamos, Yaakov is Nisyonis, Klal Yisrael is Nisyonis, Shibut Mitzrayim. And from all those Nisyonis, which is like a person's whole life, then you're Zoicha to bring, Ata Hinei Avesi Reyes Reyes Prit, now, I'm Zoicha to bring Paris. And these fruits, these Paris, are the Paris, are mitzvahs that a person's bringing back to the Makor. It doesn't come on a Mechamah. So Muhammad itself, and Muhammad Yates itself is something that we have to understand is far good. Even the Muhammad Yates itself is something that's far good, to fight it and to be matzliach, because that's what we're here for. He says when a person comes out, La Vio Ilam, he says when he comes out, it's the Mamish Lam Muhammad. The clip of Amalek is both Ashakoch of Aderech, which is Tumas Keri, which is Nezalzal and Inyan of Peiros, because Tumas Keri is the Tumah, the Avera, the Avera of Pegama Bris is the Avera where you Nezalzal and the Koyach of Peiros. It says by the Medrash brings down there by Chashverish, who went out into his orchards. Esther said, Ishatzah Oyevara. Homan and Razel says Achshveresh. The pasuk says Achshveresh got very angry and he got up and he went out. The medrash down the pasuk brings down. He saw his servants chopping down all the fruit trees. So he asked, "What are you doing?" He says, "Homan told us to do this." He says Achshveresh came back into the room, very very angry. The Homan in a rage against Homan. The Homan said he should cut down the fruit trees. Amalek is the koyach v'shchos as a peiros. Amalek is he doesn't make a cheshbon that it's kunda tzeit that. All that's going to be left is the payers that a person had. So Shoftim is the pegam. The end of Shoftim is the Egla Rufa is the pegam of Mishal Einicha Lasses payers. Kiseitzeit is a Mechama, and Kisova is bringing the payers. after a whole year, a person's Mechomas, a person's got to know that all Mechomas, all the insurance he had throughout the year, it's only now that he can come and bring the Korim to the Rabbi Shleiner. He can come and bring his payers on Rosh Hashanah to the Rabbi Shleiner. A person's Nidam, on the mitzvahs, a person's bringing his Bikurim to the Rabbi Shleiner on the how much Torah mitzvahs that he's learned and that he's done. Because the whole tachlis of the shofar is chachma. Shofar is chachma. Chachma says, "Mein das avdala minay." In other words, pshat is that chachma is only when there's two opposing forces. The whole tachlis is the whole tachlis of the kol shofar is to realize that everything is masachin. There's only one thing better. There's only one type of avoid, and that avoid is the avoid of this galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here in this world. Shofar is coming from a very deep part of the person. Shofar is a shrill. There's no oisius. There's no words. It's coming from a very pnimistic chelik of the other. And the very pnimistic chelik of the other is only one rotzen. That's rotzenenu. Last is rotzenecha. Chas v'shalom to suggest that the shtei koilus. Chas v'shalom to suggest that in that mokum where the shofar comes, that mokum where such a noise comes from a koil shofar. A person screams, it's called a tzaka pshuta. Pshuta means it's not got nothing else. It's no other ingredients other than the etzem zach itself. So therefore, you can't change the koil of the shofar. You can't make two different koilas of shofar. Because shofar is coming from a mokum, it's only shaykh one. It's coming from a mokum of ritzenenu lasis ritzenecha. So if you've got to be medaktik not to have more than one koil. When you hear the koil of shofar, you're hearing be'etzem what's you. And that's the ritzenenu lasis ritzenecha. The Shah should be Isa that disturbs us. And Batsam I wrote in his written in last is written. Yeah, tough.